الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن كان ميتا فأحييناه وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس كمن مثله في الظلمات ليس بخارج منها وقال وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. In these ayats that were mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a nur and a light that is found within the heart. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَفَمَنْ شَرَى اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. That person that is blessed with Islam, that person is blessed with a light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ulama mentioned, looking at these ayats, that every believer hears this nur in their heart, and they have this light of iman that is permeating in the heart. But what happens is, we're living in a world of distractions. We're living in a world where there is a lot of evil that is prevalent. And even if a person does not intend to do the sin, but the evil effects of that sin and that environment makes this light in the heart dumb. And the shine that is on the heart, now it gets covered and it gets a bit of dumb and the luster of it is lost. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith mentions, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ ثِقَالَةً وَإِنَّ ثِقَالَةَ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. That everything in this world has something by which it can be polished. And the heart, the thing that can polish the heart and remove all the dirt from the heart and make the heart shine again and bring that light and that nur and that luster back into the heart is the zikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ulama mentioned that zikrullah is any action that makes your attention and focus go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst these actions, ulama mentioned that every person should have a certain amount of daily practices and certain amount of daily a'mal and whereby person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And human nature is such that every person wants to know what's in it for me. If I do this action, what am I getting in return? What's the benefit for me inside it? If I do it, what do I achieve from it? So many a time in a hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, if you do this action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless you with it. Here we should understand that the focus and the maqsad shouldn't be the end result. The end result is just an encouragement to do the action. But inevitably, we should worry and focus more of having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. So generally, in the time that we are living, many a people, they always worried about protection and being safeguarded. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that person who recites the three quls, that is Suratul Ikhlas, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, thrice, morning and evening, then yakfika min kulli shay. That these three surahs and the barakah of these three surahs will suffice a person from everything. Then a person now says, okay, I'm protected, I have, everything is going my way, but then I'm still going to be worried. I'm still going to have concern about now other things in my life. So in the year Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, the dead person who recites حَزْبِ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ 7 times morning and evening, then Allah Ta'ala takes the responsibility to make him live such a life where he has no worries. He'll live a worry-free life. Then person will say, okay, I'm protected from worries. But what if other harms can trouble me? Here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that that person who recites Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim thrice, then no harm can come to this person. This person will be protected and safeguarded from all harm. Then the person has a concern that, okay, I'm protected from all the harms, but sometimes I might make the wrong decision. Sometimes the evil of myself, I can get myself in trouble. So how do I be protected from my own self and my own taking the wrong decisions? Here Nabi Akim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to make the dua, Allahumma alhimni rushdi wa a'idni min sharri nafsi. That, O Allah, I ask you to guide my path. And O Allah, I ask you protection from the evil that is found within me. Then ulama mentioned that if a person makes it a habit to recite the ayat Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim 10 times a day, the beginning of the day, then whatever decision the person makes throughout the day, inshallah those decisions will be spot on. It will have the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy in that, then whatever venture he goes into, whatever decision he makes, inshallah it will be a perfect decision in his life. Then a person now is concerned that, okay, I'm protected from worries, I'm protected from harm, but now what about my family? What about my progeny and my wealth? How do I have protection of that? So here Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to read the following dua thrice, morning and evening. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. And ulama, Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the person who recites this dua, then his deen, his religion, his Islam, his way of life will be protected. His body will be protected. His progeny will be protected. His family and his close associates will be protected. And his wealth will be protected. Then a person will say, okay, I'm protected. But how do I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with me? How do I know that Allah ta'ala is pleased with me? Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that person who recites, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا thrice morning and evening. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will bless him with eternal joy in both the worlds. In this world, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will be happy with him. In the year after, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will also be happy with him. Then a person will say, okay, I have the protection of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, no harm can come to me. I have the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me. But what if I get sick? What if a medical condition comes upon me and then I'm not able to get all these benefits? So here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us one dua is, one action is, subhanallah, the person who recites subhanallah wa bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah thrice, inshallah this person will be protected from leprosy. Ulama mentioned that leprosy is mentioned in the hadith, but indication is made to all different types of skin diseases. It might be rashes, it might be spots on the skin, might be eczema. All skin diseases, inshallah, through the barakah of reciting this, subhanallah wa bihamdi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, all skin diseases person will be protected from. Person will be protected from insanity. Here ulama mentioned that insanity is mentioned, but it refers to everything that has to do with the brain. Blindness. Here ulama mentioned that it will be, a person will be protected from everything that has to do with the eye and with his sight. So sometimes a person has an ailment or affliction in his eye and sometimes his sight is weak. So ulama mentioned the barakah of this, all problems with regard to his eyesight and with regard to the eye itself will be protected. And one more benefit, a person will be protected from paralysis and from stroke. Here ulama mentioned that the entire nervous system of a person will be protected. And all ailments with regard to the nervous system, a person will be protected from it. So then a person will say, okay, this is few diseases, but there is other diseases also. What guarantee I have to be protected from this? So here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to make the dua, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجزام وسيء الأسقام. That oh Allah, through your infinite mercy, I ask your protection from getting white liver, from insanity, from leprosy. And oh Allah, I ask your protection from all fatal illnesses. Whatever illnesses is out there, oh Allah, I ask your protection from it. Then a person will say, okay, I have the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no harm can come to me. Inshallah, I'll be safe from medical ailments. But how do I know that this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to remain with me and is not going to be snatched away from me? How do I know that this good conditions that I'm enjoying is not going to change? Ya Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to make the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawal ni'matik wa tahawul afiyatik wa fujaat ni'matik wa jami' sakhatik. That oh Allah, I ask you protection from your ni'mat and your bounties and your favors upon me being snatched away from me. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from all those good conditions I am in that it must change. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from any sudden calamity coming upon me. And oh Allah, I ask you protection from all those things that bring about your anger. Then a person will say, okay, this is some of the trials that there is in the world, but there is other trials. So how do I get protection from those trials? Ya Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to make the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jahdi al-bala wa darki al-shaqa wa su'i al-qada wa shamatati al-a'da. That oh Allah, I ask you protection from all unbearable trials. Whatever trials is there that I will not be able to bear, oh Allah, I ask you protection from them. Wa darki al-shaqa, oh Allah, I ask you protection from being afflicted with any type of wretchedness, whether it be in this world, whether it be in the akhirah, whether it be in the year after, or whether it be in the qabr, whether it be in the year after. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from all types of wretchedness. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from making any bad decision. That whatever decision I make, oh Allah, let it be a good decision. And oh Allah, I ask you protection from the mischief of my enemies. Then the question will come, okay, this is some of the trials, but there is other conditions that I go through in my life. There is other conditions that now can become a spoke in the wheel of my life. There can be other conditions now that will disrupt my life. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us few other du'as and few other words to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protection from. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from grief and worry. Wa a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasl. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from being helpless. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from helplessness. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from being lazy. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْجُبْنِ وَالْبُخْلِ. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from becoming a coward. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from being stingy. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ غَلَبَةِ الدَّيْنِ وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from being overpowered with debt. And oh Allah, I ask you protection from being overpowered from men. And then, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ أَرُدَّ إِلَىٰ أَغْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ. That oh Allah, at this moment, alhamdulillah, I'm strong, I have the ability to do everything. But Allah, I ask you protection for being returned back to the state of senile, where I can't do anything, where I'm weak and feeble again. Allah, I ask you protection from that stage. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الدُّنْيَا. Oh Allah, in this world there's so many fitnas, there's so many trials and tribulations. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from all those trials and tribulations. Wa azab al qabr. And oh Allah, my first journey towards the akhirah is the qabr. I ask you protection from punishment in the qabr. Then a person will say, now I realize that the qabr is the first stage, but what about so the other stages of the year after? How do I get protection of the other stages of my year after? So here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnati an-nar wa azab an-nar. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from the trials of Jahannam. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from the azab of Jahannam. Wa fitnati al-qabr wa azab al-qabr. Oh Allah, the first stage stage before I even reach the day of Qiyamah is my qabr. This is my first Qiyamah. Allah asks you protection of the qabr. All the trials and tribulations that is in the qabr, Ya Allah, you make it easy for me, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from the azab of the qabr. Oh Allah, and before I reach the qabr, وَشَرِّ فِتْنَةِ الْغِنَى وَشَرِّ فِتْنَةِ الْفَقْرِ. That oh Allah, ask you protection from all the fitness of wealth. And oh Allah, ask you protection from all the fitness of poverty. Then a person will say to himself that I have the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will protect me from all the different types of illnesses. Allah ta'ala will protect me from all the different types of trials and tribulations. Allah ta'ala will protect me in my stages from here to the akhirah. But what guarantee do I have that Allah ta'ala will not get upset with me? I will not earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to make the dua, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من غضبه ومن إقابه ومن شر عباده ومن همزات الشياطين وأن يحضرون. That oh Allah, I ask you through your complete words and your complete commandments, I ask you protection from your anger. And I ask you protection from you punishing me. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from the evil of mankind and from the whisperings of shaitan. And oh Allah, I ask you protection from shaitan getting close to me. And a person will say that I'll have all these benefits as long as I have iman in my heart. What guarantee I have that the iman in my heart won't be taken away? So here Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to make the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad, wa na'iman la yanfad, wa murafaqa Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi a'la al-jannah jannatil khuld. That oh Allah, I ask you for such iman that never leaves my heart. That accompanies me throughout my worldly life, in my qabr, in the year after, my iman must be protected. Oh Allah, I ask you for all these bounties that you have blessed me with. Oh Allah, it mustn't come to an end. Your bounties must be continuously showered upon me. Oh Allah, in this world, you blessed me to be from the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without me asking. Oh Allah, in the year after, I'm beseeching you, I'm begging you to make me to be amongst the companions of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest stages of Jannah, in Jannatul Firdaus with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then a person will say that I have my iman is protected, but if I'm not able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then my iman is very weak. So here Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to make the dua, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, I can't do anything on my own, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, I need your assistance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you assist me in remembering you. Oh Allah, you assist me in being thankful and making shukr to you. Oh Allah, you assist me in worshipping you to the best of my ability. Then a person will say that I want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I need guidance. How am I going to get guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Here Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to make the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda, wa-t-tuqa, wal-afafa wal-ghina. That oh Allah, I ask you for hidayat, for guidance. Oh Allah, I ask you to be from amongst your chosen servants. Oh Allah, I ask you to be modest in my lifestyle. And oh Allah, I ask you to be independent. Then a person will say that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, but I'm still confused. Everything out there looks so rosy. I don't know which path to follow. So here Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to make the following dua. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'ah. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَارْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابًا. That oh Allah, I ask you to open my eyes and make me see that which is the truth, is the truth, and grant me the ability to follow it. And oh Allah, open my eyes to see the falsehood, is falsehood, and oh Allah, grant me the ability to stay away from it. Then a person will say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for me to see what is right and what is wrong. But I don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to snatch this away from me. So then automatically the person will make the dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. That, oh Allah, after you have granted me hidayah, then you have showed me the correct path, oh Allah, don't let my heart go astray. Oh Allah, keep my heart firm. Oh Allah, from your side, I'm not worthy and deserving of it, but oh Allah, from your side, you grant me your special mercy. And oh Allah, you love to give. You the one who loves to bestow his servants with favors. Oh Allah, you bestow me with your unlimited favors. Then a person will say that my iman is protected. But what if I fall into making shirk and I don't even know that I'm involved in making shirk? And here, one is to ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we know as worshipping idols. But there's a lesser form of shirk which is termed as riya and ostentation. That to do actions for somebody else. Ulama mentioned is as if you're working for somebody but you're going to somebody else for a payment. Somebody assigned you to do a certain type of job, wash the car example. You wash the neighbor's car and you go to the person who told you to wash the car and you say, no, I washed the car, I want the payment. You say, you never washed my car. You washed somebody else's car, you washed the neighbor's car, why are you asking me for payment? So sometimes we might do actions thinking that we're making people happy, but ultimately we're losing the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to make the following dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lamu wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. That, oh Allah, I ask you protection from ascribing partners to you knowingly. In any way being ascribing any partners to you knowingly. And oh Allah, I ask you protection from all those actions which I done, which brought about your anger and I never know. All those times that I perhaps came close to making riya and close to making shink and I never even realized it, I never know about it. Oh Allah, I ask you protection. Then a person will say that the ahadith teaches us so many du'as. There's so much du'as that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. But I don't have the ability to make all the du'as. I don't even know all the du'as. How am I going to make the du'a? Here, one sahabi, Hazrat Abu Umama, radiyallahu anhu, Allah Ta'ala bless him. He came once to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, oh Nabi of Allah, there's so much du'as you make. I can't remember all the du'as, I'm weak. Oh Nabi of Allah, grant me one du'a which will be able to suffice for everything. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him the following du'a. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka min abduka wa nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri ma sta'adhaka min abduka wa nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. That, oh Allah, I ask you to grant me all those good things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for. And oh Allah, all those evil and bad things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked protection from, oh Allah, I'm also asking protection from. One short dua, very concise, but it covers all the du'as of Nubuwa. Whatever dua Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made throughout his life, in one short dua, a person will be able to get the blessings of all those du'as. This doesn't mean that a person should just suffice on just and say that, no, I'll read this dua and I'll get the blessings of all the duas. As much as we can learn, as much as we can take our time, learn the different duas. Each dua has a special barakah in it. Each dua is a dua of nubuwa. It's a dua of that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was inspired directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every dua which comes in the ahadith, inshallah it will be filled with barakah, it will be filled with blessings. Let us try to make the effort to learn the different duas which come, which were in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at times we also make this dua is a booster shot that, oh Allah, I'm making all those other du'as, but some du'as I don't know, so this will cover up for those du'as. Then ulama mentioned other actions that a person supposed to be having in their life. One is a du'a, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. That, oh Allah, grant me goodness in this world, grant me goodness in the year after. Oh Allah, grant me goodness in this world. Oh Allah, grant me goodness in the year after. And oh Allah, save me from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah, don't even let me go near to the fire of Jahannam. Ulama mentioned that Rabbana atina fi dunya covers everything that you need in this world. Whatever is good for you in this world, you're asking Allah Ta'ala, grant me that. And whatever is good for you in the year after, it comes in the second part of the dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا. Whatever goodness is due for you, inshallah, to the barakah of this dua, you'll attain it. Then ulama mentioned that besides dua, few other actions a person should have in his life. One is every morning to start the day off with Surah Yasin. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that that person who starts his day off with Surah Yasin, then all his needs for that day will be fulfilled. Whatever is his needs, dunya we need, ukhra we need, through the barakah of Surah Yasin, his needs will be fulfilled. Then, our ulama advise us that minimum, we should try to at least read 100 times istighfar daily. Take our time to make astaghfirullah, oh Allah, forgive me, at least 100 times. One is to do it while you're busy with your other work. Maybe a person is driving, going from home to work, or a person works on the road a lot, and a person does his azkar, and a person does read the dhikrullah in his durood while he's on the trip. But ulama mentioned better will be to sit and just take out about 5 minutes. Sit quietly, sit alone, and just think to in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're saying, oh Allah, my life how it was. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Day in and day out, oh Allah, I'm breaking your command. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Then 100 times durood sharif. Here, 100 times is minimum. Some ulama mentioned that at least start with 10 first. Many of us don't have even 1 time durood sharif in our life. They start off small, make it a habit to recite 10 durood sharif every day. Whether it be early in the morning, whether it be before you retire to bed at night, at least 10 durood sharif. Do this for at least 1 week, 2 weeks. Once it becomes a habit, then increase maybe to 20, 25. Carry on this for about 2 weeks. Then reach maybe 50, then 75, then 100. 100 is just bare minimum. But if we're not starting to climb the ladder, you can't say, no, I'm going to read 1,000 one time. Then you do it one day, and then afterwards you lose out. So start off with a small amount. The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. Something that is done consistent, even if it be small. So start off small, but don't stay small. As that becomes easy, then take the next level and the next level. So, but minimum, we should try to at least read 100. If we're not reading at all, start with 10. Make that habit and then read 100. And those that are reading 100, let us try to increase it also. And then the ulama advises that we should try to read the third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim, at least 100 times during the day. Inshallah, to bringing these actions in our life, then the heart now will start getting polished. As if now the heart is getting scrubbed. Silul and indi is used on the heart, and all the grime and the dirt and of the evil of society now starts wearing off the heart. And now that luster and that radiance and that effulgence and the nur now starts coming back in the heart. And then what happens is now a person's life now becomes a life of iman, where the heart now dictates everything that happens in his life. And he doesn't become now a slave of his nafs, but rather he becomes in control of his nafs. So we end off making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such hearts. Allah ta'ala, Allahumma aftah aqfal qulubina bidhikri. Allah ta'ala, break those locks on our hearts through the zikr. Allah ta'ala grant us the ability to indulge ourselves in zikrullah, and through that then our hearts become clean, our hearts become pure, our hearts become radiant, and with that radiance it becomes a means of hidayat for us, for our family, for those close to us, and for the entire mankind at large. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.